Well, I didn't tell you my name at the beginning. I am Father Crispin Ouma Adongo. I am an associate pastor at Holy Rosary. And if you are wondering where this goofy accent is from, this is a Kentuckian accent. For those of you who are familiar with Kentuckians. I do like the story in today's gospel about Jesus calming the storm. It is easy for us to imagine the rising panic that was with the disciples. I cannot imagine. The disciples were there with Jesus and they knew exactly what was going on. That sea, they were not foreign to it. They had been fishing there. In other words, they have been professional fishermen, and things were going on, and they were perplexed and scared. They did not know what to do. But to understand the context of what was going on, the Lake of Galilee is relatively shallow, so that when the wind was shaking the ship, believe me, it was a scary and a terrifying experience. And we hear Jesus telling them, "Let us go on the other side." And Jesus just went home to Capernaum, but this time he came to resume his ministry, the mission of preaching, the mission of bringing the kingdom of God on earth, the kingdom that he came so that you and me could be introduced to. And what did he tell his disciples? "Let us cross to the other side." And as we understand what's going on here, the other side of Galilee is known as Decapolis, which means there are some other small cities that were around it. So they went to the other side, the unfamiliar territory, and that is where Jesus wanted to talk to them. And in the midst of it, the sea was shaking and all that, the unpredictability of the weather. And that sea was notorious for that storm. And the fishing boats that the disciples had were not made to withstand that. They were just meant for fishing, not for a serious weather and a storm like that. But they knew enough not to be afraid. A storm can blow up very quickly in that sea. They were shaken because of that. But we hear Jesus was not perturbed by this. He was asleep, gently enjoying his nap. And then the disciples started yelling and shouting, "Help us, Lord. Can't you not hear this? What's going on?" And then Jesus, in his humbleness, just woke up and said, "Quiet, be still." And the water calmed and everything was still. And when he thus awake, everything was patient. He rebuked the storm. The storm was quiet. And Jesus, of course, is the author of life, is the author of creation. All these things obeyed him, and he knew very well that through his power, even the wind is going to stop. He has no fear of weather. He knows that he's going to control it. And now, it's a story that is being told, but I believe it because what did Jesus say? "Do you have faith?" The disciples were with him, and they knew the power that he had, but they're still asking him, "Help us." And he asked them, "Do you have faith?" And he's asking you and me today, do we have faith in the midst of turbulence and challenges in the world? Do we have faith when the storm of life comes your way? Do you have faith? But to me, this story is deeper than what we are just hearing. We can see this story in our life in so many ways. And many of us have experienced these challenges in life, the journey through life, the toughness from life. From time to time, we suffer from illness, we suffer from loss, we suffer from pain, we suffer from separation and so many circumstances and hardship that are there in life. Most of us have experienced several of these things at various point in our lives. And however, Jesus is asking us, do we have faith? We have gone through these experiences. We have faced these misfortunes in our family, in our communities, and even in our nation. Misfortune, misfortune. And sometimes here, I'm sure we know people that have suffered so many series of challenges in their lives. They have lost so many members of their family. They have suffered from so many sicknesses, so many. It may be a financial challenges, maybe relationship challenges, all this, the sufferings that we have. These are the turbulences that were shaking the ship. They are rocking the faith of the disciples. These are the challenges that can be shaping and rocking your life, your faith. And the question is, do you have faith? That is what Christ is asking. He asked the disciples. He's asking you and me today when we face these things. Do we have faith? Do we have something that I can say that I have faith? And then the disciples were asking him, Lord, do you care? Just like you and me, when we go through these things, we ask ourselves, Lord, do you care? Why do you allow me to go through this suffering? Why do you allow this pain to be in my family? Why do you allow our community to go through all these sufferings? Do you care? And we are often overwhelmed by all these things in our lives. We are often overwhelmed by the feelings that God is far away from us. Is he in another distant land that he cannot hear us? And we ask ourselves, Lord, where are you? As in the gospel story, we think that God might be asleep in the stern of the boat with his head on a cushion, completely oblivious of the storm. But Christ is there. He knows your life. He knows my life. He knows those challenges that we are going through. We just have to say, Lord, help me. And he's always there to listen to each and every one of us. And we ask ourselves, why are bad things happening to good people? The disciples in the boat, wonderful people. Why was the storm rocking their boat? And you and me, we may claim to be good, we may be wonderful, but the storms of the life are rocking our boat. Why do good people suffer? These are the challenges and the temptation and the things that are strengthening our faith. After the boat was rocking and so many challenges were happening to the disciples, they became strong. And so you and me, as we hear on this gospel reading today, as we hear Jesus calming the storm, whatever the challenges that we are going through, if we have faith, if we trust on him, he can calm all those challenges and the storm in our life. Christ died for us on the cross. And the final word that he said, it is finished. What is it in my life that has not been finished? He finished it all. And if we believe in him, if we believe that he's there to hear us, if we believe that he's there to take care of us, then nothing should shake us. Even if the storm of life can come our way, Christ is there to calm us down. He will eventually come to realize that God is mysterious in showing up in the time that we least expect him. And when we say, Lord, do you not care? As Catholics, as Christians, we should not forget to ask on the name of the Lord when challenges come in our way. Lord, will awaken and will calm the storms in our life. Just as he did to the disciples, is there to calm the storm in your life, is there to calm the storm in my life. No matter how shaky that storm can be, it's there to calm it. There are many things that bring this fear in our lives. And Jesus said, be not afraid. It's God with us. It's Emmanuel. He understands us. Even if we think God is asleep, he's paying attention to us. Even if we think he's not hearing us, he's so close to us. Even if we think he's quiet, he's listening and he's awake. And as he tells you and me today, through the challenges that we are going through, be still and know that I am the Lord. Now let us pray today and the days to come to ask God to calm the storms in our lives.